Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 28. Customer First. Once a corporate culture of customer first is established, employees will want to do what is right for customers. Giving directives to employees on everything amounts to restricting their scope to being responsible. The example of Scandinavian Airlines, SAS, is one I like to refer to. It demonstrates very well how a leader can change a company and shape corporate culture. In 1981, SAS owed over $20 million. The board of directors decided to remove the incumbent CEO and replace him with Jan Carlson, who stayed in office from 1981 to 1994. Carlson took up the mantle of change and began reshaping the company. He assembled all the employees in a hangar, told them that they must follow the customer-first principle and empower everyone to do the right thing, not only do things right. He considered that the correct policy was one that was customer-oriented. He set the example himself, his actions matching his words. Carlson also made a trip to inspect branch offices in various countries. When he was flying back to the head office, the airport manager asked him to board the plane first. Carlson replied, "I haven't heard the boarding call yet." The manager said, "We would like to ask the CEO to board first and select whatever seat you prefer." Carlson responded without a second thought, "No, I will wait until all the passengers have boarded, and take one of the seats that is left." If Carlson had accepted the suggestion of the manager and boarded the plane first, his promotion of a customer-first corporate culture would have ceased to be persuasive. On the contrary, it would have become a CEO-first corporate culture. Employees would have believed that the CEO's so-called customer-first policy was not for real, and there was no need for them to implement it. Because Carlson set the example by his own actions, employees understood that they had to follow suit, resulting in the formation of a customer-first corporate culture and the desire to do the right thing. Many business leaders are not able to set up the type of corporate culture they want because their actions do not live up to their words. They are not sufficiently aware of the significance of their actions and words, which, intentionally or unintentionally, causes their staff to do something inconsistent with the culture they want to establish. A leader must set the example himself. Confucius discussed a number of things that a leader should do. Confucius said, "If you can correct your behavior, what problem can you have in governing? If you cannot correct your behavior, how can you correct others?" Make everyone accept responsibility. Confucius said, "If you behave correctly, things will take care of themselves without you needing to give orders. If you do not behave correctly, even if you give orders, no one will follow them." Let's take the example of SAS again. A U.S. businessman was traveling in Europe and stayed at the Grand Hotel in Stockholm. One morning, he rushed off to the airport to fly to Copenhagen. At the counter when he was checking in, he discovered that he had left his ticket at the hotel. The attendant at the counter noticed that he was very upset and, after ascertaining what the problem was, told him not to worry. She gave him a temporary boarding pass and at the same time asked an SAS dispatcher to go to the Grand Hotel to pick up the ticket. This friendly service enabled the businessman to catch his plane. Why was the attendant able to respond so quickly on the spot? Because the company fully empowered its employees. As long as the purpose was to serve customers, employees could make an on-the-spot decision without having to refer everything to their superiors. After Carlson had implemented his changes for 1 year, the company went from loss to profit, making $54 million. And in 1983, SAS was named the best airline of the year by Airway magazine. Carlson said, "The worst thing is that when we give orders to employees, we are effectively often telling them that they can't do something. This amounts to restricting their room to taking responsibility. What we should be doing is removing all barriers and letting everyone take the responsibility that they should. We have to authorize employees to make decisions on the spot. We should tell them what we want them to achieve from the company's point of view and how they should go about it. We should then leave it to employees, allowing them, within those parameters, to take appropriate action in the best interests of the company."
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.